Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Ladies and gentlemen,
we are coming back to Atlanta.
Right now.
Whoa. Mark your calendars for the second annual Black Effect Podcast Festival is happening on Saturday, April 27th. Hosted by B-Dot and Pretty V. Last year was nuts. But we about to do it bigger and better. We've got some of your favorite podcasts like Carefully Reckless, Horrible Decision, $1 million Worth of Game, just to name a few. Tickets go on sale today, right now. Go to blackeffect.com/podcastfestival. Get them. We'll see you there.
Hey, it's me, Blippi, and this is my best friend, Mika.
Hi, I'm Mika, and this is our brand new podcast,
Blippi and Mika's Road Trip. The Blippi-mobile will take us to amazing places.
And we'll meet new friends along the way.
Listen to Blippi and Mika's Road Trip podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Imagine you're a fly on the wall at a dinner between the mafia, the CIA, and the KGB. That's where my new podcast begins. This is Neil Strauss, host of To Live and Die in L.A., and I wanted to quickly tell you about an intense new series about a dangerous spy taught to seduce men for their secrets and sometimes their lives. From Tenderfoot TV, this is To Die For. To Die For is available now. Listen for free on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Coming up at the top of the hour in entertainment news, actor Jonathan Majors was arrested for alleged strangulation, assault, and harassment. This is terrible. For strangulation, assault, and harassment of a female, but maintains his innocence. We'll get into that. Judge Joe Brown threatened Cheryl Lee Ralph with a defamation lawsuit. We'll talk about that. And CeeLo's horse collapsed.
Thank you, Mrs. Holly.
CeeLo's horse collapsed while attempting to make a grand entrance. We'll talk about all of these stories at the top of the hour, but right now it is time to ask the CLO. CLO, this is from Ariane in KC in Kansas City. Ariane writes, my husband is an extrovert. I'm an introvert. I love to read books and watch movies on the weekend, but I have to be confined to my room because he's always got friends over. How do I stop him and reclaim our family room on the weekends?
Well, then reclaim the family room and he to take his friends in the basement in the backyard. That's all. You can't give up your house and it's okay. And you knew your husband was an extrovert before you met him.
Mm-hmm.
He didn't just now start having people over. But you put up with it so you could get the wedding ring.
You got the ring.
Hey, man, ain't no married man can do what the hell he want to do in his house because it ain't his. Hell, who ain't understanding that?
I have
you
to
keep
ask.
Talking that is, boy, I gotta ask everything. I can't bring nobody in there.
Yeah.
Can I have company?
Yes.
Now, dog, she bring anybody in there she want to, but can't nobody stay.
Right.
You know, I ain't look up nobody staying. She always asks me that, even if it's relatives, can they stay? Go ahead, Cheryl.
But no, I was going to say, Steve, you're right, absolutely. But some women feel like that. They can't say anything. They forget it's their house, too. You know?
How? When'd you forget
that?
They
forget that. They do.
I don't understand that. It's in the handbook.
Yeah, it is.
Yes, it is.
They just have to be reminded from time.
It's a man's job to provide the house. It's a woman's responsibility to make it a home. A guy don't know how to make a house a home, man. You can think you can, but if you let a woman really do it, you'll have yourself something. Mm-hmm. It'll have little amenities in it that your dumb behind can't even think of.
I know how to pay for it.
I don't decorate none of that, man.
You learned your lesson well.
Man, shut up.
He said shut up.
Ain't no,
You've learned your lesson. All right, here we go. Jessica in Memphis says, my ex-boyfriend's mother came to town and I went by to tell her hello. My husband was furious when I told him I was going, but I went anyway. I figured he was going to be mad either way, so I went to see her briefly. Why is my husband mad?
Because why are you still connected to your ex? He your ex-boyfriend. His mama. Say hi over the phone and keep it moving. Yeah. I don't blame your husband. I'd be hot, too.
Yeah.
I don't give a damn about his mama.
Call my mama.
That means
no, for real, you want to visit somebody's mama? And look,
visit
man,
your mother-in-law.
How you know his mama coming to town? And plus, see, look, we ain't got time for that right there. If you ain't got time to maintain that relationship, and then she on the phone, I'm going anyway, he gonna be mad. See, you gonna mess around. Okay, go ahead, go on. Yeah. Why he mad? You gonna mess around.
Stay on over there with them,
see,
then.
Once you tell a man, I'm gonna do what I want to do no matter what you say, you finna open up a can of worms you ain't gonna be able to close.
Yeah, that's disrespect. Too much.
Very much so.
All right, moving on to Misha in Savannah, Steve. Misha says, I walked in on my husband in the bathroom and he was on the phone. I don't know if he had been whispering or what, but he was quiet. He said he was on hold with the bank, but he wouldn't let me see his phone screen. Was he lying or not?
God!
Yeah, probably not.
Probably not talking to the bank.
Yeah, he probably was talking to the bank, you know. I know I whisper when I talk to my bank.
Yeah, what
you,
right.
What do you say? What you be saying, Steve?
Give me some more millions.
What you got on?
What you got on?
Right.
What you said? Well,
that's what I'm saying, but if you ain't coming down, I'm going to give him the same thing. How much do I owe?
Oh, okay.
So, Tamisha and Savannah, yes, your husband was lying. That's your question.
I mean, you know, what time was it? I ain't never talked to my bank in the bathroom. Ever. Ever.
Right. You need to be in the daylight so you can pay attention.
Man, I got to have this paperwork out. I got to look stuff up while you talking. Ain't been no bathroom, man. Ain't nothing in here.
You got your reading glasses on, everything.
You should do what now?
That's what you asked the bank representative. Yeah. You finna do what now?
Do what now? Yeah. How stupid is he to be doing that, though, in the bathroom? Yeah. And his wife is at the house. Yeah. All right, this is the last one, Steve. Last one. Ava in Harlem writes, I was home sick yesterday, and my neighbor's 17-year-old daughter was in her backyard smoking weed with her boyfriend. I know that boy wasn't supposed to be there during the day. So, do I mention this and the weed smoking to my neighbor?
That's not your business. Them ain't your kids.
What?
Raise your own kids. It's plenty to do with them. What you worrying about they damn kids for? Raise your own kids. Get all up in here talking about bothering these people about their 17-year-old in their backyard smoking weed with their boyfriend. Yeah, the boy wasn't supposed to be over there. Yeah, they wasn't supposed to be in the backyard smoking weed. But what is your damn kids doing?
Right.
Man, go over there and watch your own family. What you all in this backyard for? Kill me. There's plenty going on your side of the fence. Call your damn kids, and you ain't going to believe what they do.
Best advice ever.
Man.
Yeah.
I know that boy wasn't supposed to be over there. Neither was you.
Talk about nosy neighbors.
See, then you're going to wind up, then you're going to get your mailbox towed out the ground one night. Then you're going to get your little flower bed destroyed. You know, you ain't going to understand who drove by and shot that BB through the window. You can't do none of these kids no more. These other kids, they don't do that. Kids don't raise other people's kids no more. That it takes a village, that went out the window. That went out the window. My generation, last generation did that. It take a village to raise it. We got in trouble down the street. Them parents could reprimand us and then bring us up to our parents. They don't do that no more. Leave them little ignorant ass kids alone.
And worry about your own.
Worry about your damn kids. Where they at? What illogical decision have they made?
Where are they smoking weed? All right. All right, CLO, thank you.
Your son probably sitting up in the trap house right now. We're in the trap.
Thank you, CLO. Coming up at the top of the hour, we'll have some entertainment news for you right after
We're
this.
We're in the trap. Same thing.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Diamonds Direct Spring Sale starts this weekend. Get 20% off rings, earrings, pendants, bracelets, and more. It's the best store-wide sale of the season. Plus, book an appointment and get an additional $100 off. That's 20% off plus $100 off store-wide. And enjoy an expanded selection of the latest styles with designer appearances each weekend. Tons of engagement rings on sale, too. 20% off starts Friday and opens Sundays. Details at DiamondsDirect.com.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Waiting on a tax return? Hopefully it ends up in your hands. Fraudulent tax returns due to identity theft increased by 30% in 2023. If you're in a bind this tax season, LifeLock can help. Our U.S.-based restoration specialists are experts dedicated to helping solve your identity theft issues. And all LifeLock plans are backed by the $1 Million Protection Package. So we'll reimburse you up to the limits of your plan if you lose money due to identity theft. Help protect your information this tax season with LifeLock. Save up to 25% your first year at LifeLock.com/aware.
Ladies and gentlemen,
we are coming back to Atlanta.
Right now.
Whoa. Mark your calendars for the second annual Black Effect Podcast Festival is happening on Saturday, April 27th. Hosted by B-Dot and Pretty V. Last year was nuts, but we about to do it bigger and better. We've got some of your favorite podcasts like Carefully Reckless, Horrible Decision, $1 Million Worth of Game, just to name a few. Tickets go on sale today, right now. Go to blackeffect.com/podcastfestival. Get them. We'll see you there.